Numbers told the story they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. It's Gil Alexander. Wyatt Tomchek is around. In for Kelly Bidlin, who will be back, I believe, on Tuesday of next week, enjoying his family reunion or get-together or vacation in Turks. Good for him. Catching fishes. Big fishes. People say fishes? By the way, Travis Hunter, 2025 receiving yards with the Jaguars. These props are already up. Also with the Jaguars, it really doesn't matter. 700-plus receiving yards, plus 125, 800-plus, plus 275, 900-plus, 5-1, and then 1,000-plus receiving yards, you can get at plus 750 if you believe that Travis Hunter is going to have a big rookie season catching the football. And then yak ensues. But again, there are a lot of people who feel like, hey, look, if you insist on playing both ways, can you be great at either? Wide receiver or cornerback? Is the Jags sell the farm? Maybe not the farm, but at least a good portion of the farm to get up to draft him at number two. The other thing that happened on the broadcast, and why it reminded me of this in my ears, do you catch on the ESPN broadcast yesterday the random, this is how ridiculous, I mean, and look, we're all guilty of it. I'll raise my hand. The NFL is our religion. It is our national everything. And so, you know, NFL and ESPN, they can get away with almost anything. So in the middle of the draft, did you catch this, the middle of the first round, the awkward moment when the lovely and talented Laura Rutledge was up on stage with Colleen Wolfe to announce when the schedule would be announced. Announcement of the announcement. And that was a little cringy, a little awkward. But that's how big the NFL is. So May 14th, by the way, if you're scoring at home, I believe was the date. May 14th, when the NFL schedule will be announced. An announcement to make the announcement. Chris Velika joins us now. One-time ESPN stalwart, now at Fox Sports. You know him as The Bear. You can follow him on Twitter at Chris Velika. Bear Betts Podcast, the Bear Betts Podcast empire over there at Fox Sports. He joins us now, courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Christopher, how was your draft? Are you ever betting this again?
Cringy and awkward would probably be good words to describe my my draft night as well. Yeah, no, it was anytime your biggest three positions are affected by a ridiculous trade by a 17-year-old GM in Jacksonville overpaying for the number two pick. It's not I had Banks to be taken sixth by the Raiders, Genty over 6.5, and Mason Graham over 5.5. All of those swung. Based on that trade and the position of the teams that were going. So yeah, it was not a good night. I guess we should be fortunate in a sense that a lot of these books don't want to book it and didn't have it up long, because I probably would have lost more money. So I guess in theory, thanks for it to BetMGM for limiting me to $3.79 on bets. It could have been a much worse night, but yeah, like it brings into a lot of thinking about that.
Yes.
In the future. How much do you want to bet? I guess you even mentioned it, I think, earlier in the week about how if you're betting this thing based on a sequence, all it takes is one thing to go wrong, mm-hmm. and everything else more than likely is going to. And that's pretty much what happened last night, at least for me. But, I'm going to be back at it tonight. That's for sure. I'm looking at that 33rd pick, and I am 99.9% sure it's not going to be Shedeur Sanders. I think if you're looking maybe at, I don't think they're taking him. I think you can maybe take a look at someone like Trevion Henderson. I think you can take a look at maybe Mason Taylor. And I think that someone along those, maybe Luther Burden, I think someone is someone who, at 34, the Texans might be interested in, just given their wide receiver woes as well.
Do you think, and you seem to be a man, I know you to be this man, and you just sort of alluded to it, a man of intel, intelligence and intel, by the way, both things. Do you think, or would you have your ear to the ground, or the buzz, whatever the cliche is, that Jalen Milroe and maybe Tyler Shuck from Louisville will go before Shedeur? Is that possible?
I don't know about Shuck just because of the age thing.
He'll be 26, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Milroe goes before him at all. There might be a couple of head-to-heads out there. Yeah, the Milroe head-to-head is with, I think it's with Chuck. Yeah, yeah. I see a Milroe. Will Milroe go first over before Tyler Shuck? Milroe minus 145. I don't see a head-to-head with Shadur, but they do have the who ultimately will draft Shadur Sanders. And by the way, there is a I'm thumbing through this right now. There is a who will be the 34th pick in the draft, and Luther Burden is up there. He is the third choice at plus 430. So you can maybe take a little dabble on that too. It's only money, right?
So it's only money, Chris. That's what we talk about here. So wait, so just to clarify, so what are your bets then into tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to bet right now Luther Burden to be the 34th pick in the draft at plus 430, and then I'm probably going to bet Trevion Henderson to be the 33rd pick in the draft.
Okay. Trevion to go 33rd, Luther Burden to go 34th.
And I have no idea where Shadur's going to go.
Yeah, those are
he won't go 33rd, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's funny because you talked about Intel. The guys who have been really good to me in the past with information, it melted down last night.
Wow.
I'm in this year, alternating year of good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. So, yeah, last year was great. This year, not so much.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sometimes the intel doesn't even manifest. So 33rd pick is the first pick, obviously, tonight. 34th, the second pick in the second round. And one other clarification. James Gladstone, the GM of the Jaguars, not 17
He's not
years
17.
Old. He's 34 years old, but you get the idea. Just to be thorough about it. All right. You have a, before we get to your, well, let's get your soccer play since we're talking domestic football. Let's do your global football plays.
Yeah, I hit the parlay, which was like plus 203, I think it was last week. We got it home. Liverpool a little sweaty late, but yeah, I threw together another a three teamer. Again, it's Paul Carr hit on one of the legs before Newcastle minus a goal and a half against Ipswich, looking to secure their Champions League spot. Ipswich going down. Bayern Munich to beat Mainz. Bayern, I think, can clinch the Bundesliga this week if they win and Leverkusen lose. But they're a big favorite over Mainz, who beat them in the reverse fixture earlier this year. So I would think Bayern would win relatively easily. And then Liverpool to go out and win on Sunday and clinch the Premier League over Tottenham. Spurs are in complete disarray right now. It's a really big deal for Liverpool. When they won the league in 2020, none of the fans could be involved. They couldn't be there. It was just a very... For a club that hinges on their fans and Anfield and that stadium so much, this is going to be a coronation and a celebration Sunday at Anfield. And I would be very surprised if Liverpool didn't go out and win something along the lines of 3-0 or 3-1 or 4-1 or something like that.
By the way, just
that's plus 132 on that parlay.
Plus 132. By the way, just back to the draft for a second. You know who else is still up there? Will Johnson. Cornerback from Michigan, who at one time was mocked to go top 10, right?
Yeah, his medicals came back really bad from what I gather. He has an over-under of 38.5 right now, and I thought about going under, but the one thing that's holding me back is the Raiders. I know Ravel, Siobhan Ravel from ECU is still out there. Trey Amos is still out there, but with Spytek and those Michigan ties, with Brady now owning the team, like the Raiders picking at 36 could potentially be a spot for Will Johnson. So I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger on Will Johnson over 38.5.
Okay. You have a baseball make-miss playoff bet.
Yeah, I bet it a couple of days ago at minus 140, and it's up to minus 160 now, but I would still play it. And I'm playing the Baltimore Orioles to miss the playoffs. Only the White Sox and the Rockies have a worse run differential right now than the
Jeez.
Orioles.
Yeah.
They've got the highest team ERA. They've got the highest team opponent team batting average. For a team that like has been lauded for their farm system and, oh, we have hope and the future is bright, they've done nothing with that farm system to really help the team moving forward. I didn't mind that they did not re-sign Corbin Burns, and I think his performance so far has kind of warranted that, but Grace Rodriguez being out. Their rotation, like I said, is terrible. Their bullpen is up and down. Batista's getting back now. But I think this is probably the time to strike. If you look at their next nine games, Yankees, Tigers, Royals, You're going to be facing Scoble, Jackson Jobe, Radon, Bubic, Waka, and maybe Cole Ragans if his groin injury is okay. This could be like a 3-6 type spell where they even fall further and further behind. So Orioles minus 160 to miss the playoffs was something that I really liked.
All right, Chris, and now what everybody's been waiting for. The Vatican will convene a papal conclave in which the College of Cardinals comes together to elect the church's next head. These are bettable offshore. The rules of the conclave, by the way, this is a thing. I'm not making any of this up. State that of the 252 cardinals, 138 qualify as electors. Only those under the age of 80 may take part in the secret ballot in the Sistine Chapel. Four rounds of voting take place every day until a candidate receives two-thirds of the vote. That's the black smoke, white smoke thing. Only when the white smoke comes do we have a new pope elected. It typically lasts 15 to 20 days, this process. According to the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, and the belief is that the Holy Spirit will move the conclave to find the worthy successor to St. Peter. And of the last six conclaves, only Pope Benedict in 2005 would emerge as Pope, having entered as the favorite. So many look for compromise candidates. It's a bartering thing. You have a bet for us?
I do. I bet... Luis Antonio Tay, who is the favorite, I bet him just because I see him as someone who kind of will extend the Pope Francis doctrine kind of deal. Like, this is not, I'm not getting anything politically here, but of the 135 cardinals who can
vote,
5 seconds. Like 108 of them were installed by Pope Francis. So I think you're going to get someone a little bit more left-leaning.
There you go.
You could have done more time.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, don't forget about our VSiN NBA Killer Sports Playoff Challenge. 15 contestants. Everybody's got a mandatory number of picks. It's 20 picks per person in this first round, and when you carry it out through the postseason, it's going to be 570 picks in all for the entire NBA playoffs. Picks posted an hour before the game start every night in the NBA. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today for only $59 for access until August 1st. That's VSiN.com/subscribe. And I don't have the let me see if I have these in front of me right now. I want to get the updated numbers. I don't know if these are updated through yesterday. But you, Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen, Steve Fezzik, who will be joining us here momentarily after I give the intro, he is right at the top of the leaderboard here, roughly about halfway through the first round of the NBA. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Fezzik Fridays. No, nothing. Okay. Well, that gives us an idea to cue that up. There we go. We got no audio with it. Okay, it's Fezzik Fridays.
It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Well, we botched that. Steve Fezzik, ladies and gentlemen. Steve, can we just talk real quick? It's the elephant in the room. I feel like I have to say something. You have a very, very dramatic hair color here today.
That's just a contrast to that.
Okay.
The lighter shirt.
Just curious. Will you allow Chris Felica? I ran Chris Felica, the bear, into the wall on the Pope conversation. He has more to say. Chris, Steve, Steve, Chris.
I want to hear I want to hear the new Pope odds, Chris. Talk to me.
They would say what you wanted to
say. Well, I think there's going to be of what I was saying to Gil, like 135 cardinals can vote on this, and like 108 of them were appointed by Pope Francis. So you're probably going to get an electorate that kind of has the same worldview and view on a lot of the issues in Catholicism as him. So I did bet the favorite, the Cardinal from the Philippines, Tagle, I believe is how his name is pronounced. He's actually been nicknamed the Asian Francis.
Spell that for us, would you?
T-A-G-L-E.
T-A-G-L-E. Okay.
From the Philippines. But the question with him is surrounding like his age. Like you don't want a pope serving too long because they get deemed as having too much power, too much influence. Like 70 is like the key number. He's only 67. So that's something that might come into play for him, that he's perceived as being young. I added one more bet yesterday, and that was Matteo Zuppi, who is the Archbishop of Bologna. I'm sure you and Steve both know that.
Mm-hmm. He's
a more liberal guy, kind of like Pope Francis, well-connected in Italy. He's going to be 70 this year. I bet him it's 6-1. If you're looking for the favorite, which, Gil, I know you just mentioned how the favorites typically don't win, and that's also been the case with the cardinals who have been like the Secretary of State within the Vatican. Pietro Parolin, who is a very moderate type, like you were talking about how they like to balance this out, maybe not get someone with the exact same view, but maybe not all the way back to like the Dark Ages in terms of views. Parolin is the moderate, and he's like the second choice. But again, I went back and read this. Actually, looked up this up in an article. I read the article and looked and saw it in there. Only twice in the last 270 years has the Secretary of State from the Vatican been named Pope. So if he's up there as one of the favorites and that, I don't think it's going to be him. And then if you're looking for two potential long shot type plays, and again, I didn't know this before I was doing this reading. I guess Catholicism in Africa is on the uptick. It's one of the fastest growing places of Catholicism. Two candidates there who are around 10-1 or so. Peter Turkson from Ghana. He's 76, so he kind of fits the bill. He's a bit of a moderate, so that could kind of be a compromise-type candidate. And Fridolina Mbongo of the Congo is another African cardinal who might be in the mix. So if you're looking for a couple of price plays, Peter Turkson from Ghana, Fridolina Mbongo of the Congo would be your guys. And I think Matteo Zuppi would be like the mid-shot type of play if you're looking to beat the favorites there, Tag and Parolin.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is about as thorough as you'll ever get on that. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Chris Felice.
You're quite niche markets. That's what I'm here for.
Niche markets. That is our thing. Chris Felice for Box
Have
Sports.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too, at Chris Felice, the Bear, F-A-L-L-I-C-A. By the way, there's no artful way to segue from that to the NBA, but last night the NBA, because I want to bring you in here, Stevie. Steve Fezzik, everybody, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest back in the day. Last night, Knicks take a 2-1 lead over Detroit. I know you were on the over in the contest, as was I. 118-116, the Knicks, in a weird game where the Knicks kept taking, you know, leads of about 8 to 13 points, and then they would squander the lead. Detroit would get all the way back in the game. That happened about 3 or 4 times in the game, and finally at the end, the closest Detroit got, they were down 3 points. They had the ball. Cade Cunningham missed a shot. And New York ends up holding on and winning it 118-116. Detroit did have the ball with a half a second left, but Jalen Duren threw it out of bounds.
A little meaningless free throw with half a second left to bring the Knicks from 1-2. I'm sure that didn't matter much.
That's right. That made the spread happen in favor of the Knicks.
Plinko.
So many of these games are Plinko. Knicks were favored by 1.5. Then OKC comes from 29 down. They do so because, you know, largely in part because John Morant got hurt 2 consecutive nights in the NBA. Jimmy Butler gets upended for the Warriors, and Ja gets upended for the Grizzlies last night, who again made the strange decision of wearing their Vancouver Grizzlies 30-year anniversary jerseys in the playoffs. Why do you do that in the playoffs? Do it in the regular season.
Worked for the first half.
It did, but then Ja got hurt when they were up 27. They got up 29 right after that, and then the Oklahoma City Thunder stormed back. They finally, they tied it at 99, then they fell down 6 points again. They tie it at 105, and they finally go, the last lead that the Grizzlies had was 108-105, and that was all she wrote in terms of the Grizzlies scoring, because then the Thunder score the last 9, and this ends up affecting the Grizzlies team total.
So, bad beat from deep in the South American jungle. We always talk about where these bad beats come from. If you bet Memphis team total over 109, never, ever bet again. So they have 77 at halftime. They're at 108 with 4:51 to play. So at that point, conservatively, you're 99% plus. And I would be texting Todd Wishnev, you know, great call, Todd, on the Memphis over. And then he would be like stalking me the rest of my life when they go scoreless in the final 4:51.
Yeah, and of course, then the other game last night, Clippers crush the Nuggets. They win by 34, take a 2-1 series lead in that best-of-7 first-round series. Tonight, Celtics try to extend their lead over the Magic to 3-0. They're in Orlando tonight. Pacers tried to do the same at Milwaukee. They're in Milwaukee tonight for Game 3. And the Lakers and the T-Wolves, that one knotted up at 1 game apiece. We're in Minnesota. You have a play on that game, yes?
Yeah, I do. You know, nothing. This is more of the art than the science. I think this series is going to swing back and forth, probably go 7, and I think Minnesota gets this game. So I'm on Minnesota minus three. But I am a documented 0-2 in the VSiN NBA contest picks. Much happiness all around, I'm sure, with my poor performance on the late game last night, where I did have Oklahoma City and the over 0-2.
Yeah, if the internet was working for me here, I could tell you what the updated VSiN challenge standings are. Let me see if I can call them up here on the old telephone instead. Here we go. Here are the standings. Right now, Steve Fezzik, you know that guy, still in first place, 11-5. Now, again, this is first place in quotes because not everybody has the same number of picks yet.
I'm like a golfer. I went out early.
This is really a loss column thing or a leader in the mm-hmm. clubhouse thing. So you're 11-5. JVT and Alex Christensen, both and Doug Kazarian, all tied with 8 wins. Doug is 8-1. Alex is 8-2. JVT's 8-4. So that's the top of the leaderboard right now. Again, in something that is staggered in terms of when you put your picks in. But again, you can follow all this, VSiN.com/challenge.
A lot of fun, and thanks to Carl for putting that together.
That's
and
right.
VSiN for...
Where is old Carl?
For hosting it, and it's a great idea, and hopefully be close all the way.
Carl is 6-2. Remember, first-round picks don't count as much as subsequent rounds either, so we don't want to overblow the first round. But Carl is 6-2, and Carl has to do this thing. He releases his picks to clients, and so he typically does them earlier in the day. But now that he's involved in this NBA playoff challenge, which he created, he's the brainchild of it was from him, he now has to release. You notice he's doing this, and I suggested to him that he does this, and he was like, totally, I will. We have to put in our picks an hour before the first tip-off. So he is only releasing to clients within that hour now so that his competitors in the NBA playoff challenge cannot basically copy his picks. Steve Fezzik, the great aggregator.
I think Carl is like far overvaluing his impact on the other contestants in round one. I mean.
I don't know. I'm going to go the other way on that. Because whenever he had a pick, well, the first couple days I think he did it, it was like mass picks.
All right, fair enough.
Yeah,
fair
so enough. I don't know. I mean, you could be right. But look, you do worse not taking Carl's
pick. I'm using 100%. I'm using Contest 101. This is like blackjack. When you have a blackjack tournament, everyone bets low. So a lot of people barely submitted hardly any picks. So boom, I am putting in lots of picks early, trying to grab the lead early in the contest.
Trying to grab the lead. That's what you do. Steve Fezzik, I don't know if you guys know this, pretty good contest player. Not only the Hilton contest. What have you won before?
Won the South Point twice. Won the Leroy's Money Talks. Won the Leroy's College Football.
This guy wins contests like we breathe. More with Steve Fezzik. Fezzik Fridays on the other side. He's got a lot on his mind, including that Jaguars trade. Next on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Betting on sports? Why not try the races? First Bet lets you wager on hundreds of horse races every day from top tracks across the U.S. and around the world. Sign up at firstbet.com. That's the number one, stbet.com. Use promo code VSiN200 to claim a 20% rebate for your first 60 days up to $200. Head to firstbet.com today. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Always appreciate the feedback from everybody. GV, New Jersey, New York. Regarding the ESPN coverage of the draft and Kuiper on Shador, I'll go one further. It wasn't just talking about Shador Sanders when Cam Ward was selected. Jackson Dart gets selected by the Giants, and Kuiper is going on and on about Shador, saying he'd prefer him over Jackson Dart. Ruins his moment. Yeah, can't disagree. Kevin Ryan. Gil, completely agree with the horrible coverage of the draft by ESPN. I turned the volume off and listened to the VSiN network. Yeah, I hope everybody enjoyed the VSiN coverage yesterday. In through the night, through Cirolla with cashing out as well. Bobby Geddes, the wacky volume is definitely a YouTube TV thing that I was talking about earlier. The strange, just high volume over the player montages on YouTube TV's ABC network. My wife yells at me when the Bill Ady commercial comes on because for some reason it's extremely loud and sounds like I'm having a dance party. So we have the opposite problem. Sorry about that, guys. Chris Hartman, Gil, any chance there are draft day menus / caloric intakes lying around for humans and Matt Brown last night? The VSiN yin and yang of health. Yes, that is so true. For those who don't know it, Matt Humans, medical marvel, can put anything into his body, fast food galore.
84% of his diet consists of fast food.
Unaffected. And Matt Brown, who in, you know, he measures every little thing he puts into his body.
Mm-hmm.
Rula at Rula 562-267-041. That's why you watch NFL Network for the draft. Better host and panel is more informing. New Jersey, New York ads. Personally, I prefer the NFL Network coverage. However, as I tend to go for a walk every night, and I'm not going to pay for NFL Network coverage on my phone, I was stuck with ESPN coverage once it became obvious the Giants were about to trade back into round one. Charles in Connecticut. Chris Felica putting the I in VSIN this morning. Yes, the information. And Roger Jones. Morning, Gil. Just a question to help with context for the radio listeners. When you are saying sure, sure, are you also nodding your head for emphasis? Yes, I am. When I absolutely have no idea what he's talking about. And Joe Pita texts in. We get texts and tweets about the Pope segment. Joe says, awesome content from Chris. It gave me an idea for a new segment where Gil asks Kelly, UFC fighter or member of the College of Cardinals? We should do that bit. Okay. By the way, Pope Francis may rest in peace and all this. The Jacksonville Jaguars, or Jaguars, whatever you prefer, trading from 5 to 2 to draft Travis Hunter, and in the process, trading next year's number one.
So the Jaguars have to learn to stay in their lane. When you are a subpar NFL organization.
Or mediocre. Let's call them mediocre.
No, I'm going to call them.
Okay, whatever you want.
It's really kind of the same.
I was just trying to be kind.
Yeah. Me, not so much. Don't deviate from basic strategy. Everyone knows it's the sucker play, right? To go ahead and mortgage your future to move up a few spots. And doesn't stop Jacksonville. And Travis Hunter could be a great player. We will see. But the bottom line is you don't go from 5 to 2 and give away a number one pick in next year's draft. Everybody knows this. And like I have to question, who's the owner of the Jaguars? I know the guy's name. Khan. How is he allowing this? How is he not firing his general manager like the next day, like draft day? Like literally the GM should be, okay, you can fire me in an hour, but let me finish the draft. Yeah. I mean, like everyone knows this is like, they just completely botched it.
What was that, Star Trek, where they screamed it was Ricardo Montalban was Khan? They're like, Khan, the Wrath of Khan? Yeah.
Yeah. I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Kirk, you abandoned me.
Sorry to distract you. You were saying.
Yeah. But so the bottom line is Jacksonville is a joke of an organization, and maybe they'll go to London one day, but bold prediction, they will never win a Super Bowl.
Never. Never's a long time. Wow. Never, at least in your lifetime? Let's qualify it a little.
Never in either one of our lifetimes.
Wow. Okay. Leave me out of this, by the way. you also, I think you mentioned this during when we were watching the draft last night. We weren't watching it together, but we're on the group text. You were marveling at the crowd in Green Bay that attends it.
Oh, I appreciate the coverage because now I know things that are not going to be on my bucket list. You know, to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I mean, I'll go there to watch a football game, but this, I use an analogy. It looks a whole lot like Disney, only just waiting on a line. You don't get to ride anything. You're just in the line. That's it. No, thank you.
You mean you don't enjoy 32 cringeworthy dap-ups by Roger Goodell to the draftees? That is the worst, most cringy part of the whole thing, is Roger Goodell shaking hands and doing whatever with the newly drafted players.
And is Green Bay really known for, like, favorable weather and things to do? Like that's a spot I want to go to at the end of April. Not Turks and Caicos
but I mentioned
the Bahamas. I'll go to Green Bay.
I mentioned it when Wyatt brought it up. Was you're never going to get a Super Bowl in Green Bay, so you might as well give him a draft, right? You have to give him a draft at some point. Let me just say this. Let's go to Major League Baseball. We'll be all over the place. Season win totals, adjusted season win totals. You are rolling with these, yes?
I love the season win totals. Absolutely. And I've got three more plays I'm going to give out today.
Let's go.
So, you know what? We make this way too hard sometimes as bettors. Sometimes it's the sharp fifth grader can win betting sports. And why? Because these markets are not nearly as precise as betting like a daily market where you've got the best bettors in the world, because frankly the syndicates, they don't want to tie up their money and all the accounts, everything else, and hey, there's seven of us, divide a bet by seven and we'll settle in October. Forget it. Tampa Bay under 78.5. It's this simple. Tampa Bay played every game at home the first month of the year. Okay, they had like 13 more home games and they're not as any good. So when they have all these road games stacking, obviously it's harder to win on the road, especially this year. But it's also hard to win when you're constantly on road trips. So Tampa Bay will be a tired team under 78.5.
Did you just go potty mouth on us?
No, I didn't.
I thought you did.
I did not.
Did he go potty mouth on us in my ear? I thought he did. Well, maybe I heard something. Okay, anything else besides that one?
We'll go Minnesota. Highly technical analysis. They stink. They're no good.
They're no good. And I completely got them wrong for March, April.
Yeah, under 79 and a half, and now's the time to bet them. They just played three against the crappy White Sox, even lost one of the games. That's a good basic strategy. If you're going to play these season wins, wait till a team plays Colorado or the White Sox. And if you're going to fade them, bet them under right after that series.
What did you call the accounting people? Don't repeat it. Yeah, I thought you said something there. Anything else? One more.
Yep. The New York Metropolitans just clinched the division. I mean, they are styling.
I'm looking at the standing, Stevie. I don't think that's accurate. I don't think they've clinched it yet, but
all right,
I understand.
All right, their magic number is like 84 or something. It's some.
That's
but
right.
They're up like six games, and they're playing great, and they're going to get stronger throughout the year. Philly got off to a hot start. They're struggling. Atlanta's so far behind. I think the Mets win the division two-thirds of the time, and you could still get them at like minus 125. So New York to win the division.
All right. I like how you sprinkle in picks, both baseball and a little basketball in the last segment as well. I know I'm scatterbrained, and I know I'm going all over the place, but back to the draft from a betting perspective. We're betting on the draft. We're betting on GMs and front offices picking players where they're supposed to pick players, where we think they're going to pick players, and that's its own little cottage industry that we do. But as far as the draft itself affecting broader betting markets, it's really a nothing burger, isn't it?
It completely is. The only thing, by the way, I do ask me, there is one team that absolutely lost the draft. So I'm going to discuss that.
Okay.
But having said that, really, it's all about draft capital. So like having the number two pick is worth a certain number of points, and having the 18th pick a certain number of points. And they evaluate that when they're talking about trades, teams, and like, if you have a whole lot of picks and a whole lot of what they call draft capital, then obviously you're going to do well in the draft. And if you have only four picks and you don't have a first round pick, of course you're going to do terrible in the draft. But no one knows how any one individual player obviously is going to play out. We know nothing.
Right. We know nothing. All right. Well, without further ado, tell us the team that lost the draft. Can I guess?
You'll never get it because it's not an NFL team.
Oh, okay.
It is an organization. It's a casino here in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Lost the most of any team that has ever in the history of the draft. And it's the Westgate. And the reason that they lost is that they were not booking any draft bets. And I'm going to go ahead and I'll say it. I get it. You're going to lose in the draft. The sharps are going to beat you. Circa recognized this. Circa put up a limited menu, $300 limits. I respect that. But they put up something. The idea of taking your ball and going home completely on something as big as the NFL draft and not even putting something up, in my eyes, it's almost an admission of defeat that I am no longer relevant.
Wow. I didn't say that he did. I didn't put him up to it. I can't say I disagree. Yeah, they've never been the same after lying about that whole Liga thing. But, you know, that's another story. But that's an interesting thing. I will say this. I will even extend it. I think if you put up some modicum of bets that aren't really all that bettable, I'm not sure you're doing much more than that. I will shout at MGM again for the second straight day. MGM was the only, but by the way, Will Hill maintenance yesterday for most of the day. the day before in Nevada.
To be fair to Westgate, this is prevalent throughout the town.
Yeah. MGM deserves the most credit because they put up the most bettable props and took bets at least until the last day. Last day, they didn't.
But even if you have a limited menu, at least have something for the recreational bettor that wants to bet $20, $40, $80 on to be able to go ahead and play.
Okay. More with Fezzik on the other side. Fezzik Fridays. And we'll recap all the bets on the show today. It's a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, we get tweets at Beating the Book. By the way, we checked the tape and Steve Fezzik, in fact, did curse. He's a potty mouth, and I don't know why he and Dr. Bob and Felica wait till this hour to curse, but they sure do. What do you have to say for yourself? Anything?
I have no comment.
Okay. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Stringfellow Hawk, Felica's papal breakdown wasn't nearly as cringe as I expected. Glad he got that in. I'm still not betting it, though. Hashtag Dante's Inferno. I think that's a great sentiment. I'm not betting it either. I don't want terrible things to happen to me. Yes, and anyone who's complaining, it's just fake outrage. I broke down the process of how the conclave elects a pope. I hope we learned something today. I hope we did. Bruce Dobing, and I watch NFL channel, NFL Network, he means, because when it descends into minutia, Rich Eisen rescues the mood. Yes, he is great at that. Worst part is the slavish Goodell worship, which he pays them for. Well, they're in bed together, the NFL Network, as part of the NFL. It's time for our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day, courtesy of G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. I have the two plays in the one game today, the White Sox Athletics in Sacktown, Bay Area and back down. Going over 9 for the full game, F5, first 5, I'm going over 5. We have two fly ball pitchers in Luis Severino today. Tyler Gibson, is it? No, Tyler Gibson, somebody else. Anyway, we have two fly ball pitchers today in this ball game in Sacramento. And again, over the last couple days, it has been, by the way, we have a pitching change now, do we? Uh-oh. Oh, no, I'm seeing a pitching change. This could torpedo everything. Sean Burke. I got to do a little fly ball analysis on him. So this is the thing, right, when they switch a pitcher on you like this. So anyway, that's the play. I've already made my bets, but it was under the assumption we were going to get the previous starter in here. But we do get Sean Burke. By the way, Sean Burke is a fly ball pitcher, so we're okay. He does have fly ball characteristics in his profile. So we're good. Over 9, full game, over 5, first 5, Burke versus Severino in Sacramento. Have you seen the shots of the stadium? Again, it's only 14,000 people. They have like a fake Machu Picchu thing outside of the ballpark there in Sacramento. And then they got like a toy-looking bridge. It's fascinating to watch.
I like that because Machu Picchu is at such a high elevation or altitude. The ball travels further.
There you go. Well done. That's why you're here, Steve. Paul Carr with his soccer plays. 2 in the Premier League tomorrow. Chelsea, Everton, under 2.5 goals. And then Newcastle win to nil versus Ipswich Town. Then on Sunday in the FA Cup semi, which I know you're all about. Nottingham Forest, Man City, under 2.5 goals. Also another total play there from Paul. Who was next on the show? This was from Jason Weingarten. Jason Weingarten stopped in. He's got a couple baseball plays today. He's on the Braves and the Reds. The Braves and the Reds are his two plays in Major League Baseball today. Chris Velika, man, was this kid thorough today. 3-leg parlay in soccer. Newcastle minus the goal and a half versus Ipswich. Liverpool to beat Tottenham. And then Bayern Munich to beat Mainz. How do you pronounce that? Mainz? Do you pronounce that? Plus 132 on that is what that parlay would pay. Roughly thereabouts. He also had a season long in baseball, the Orioles, on the Orioles Baseball Network, the Birds, the O's, to miss the playoffs at minus 140. And then the NFL draft, second round tonight. He's got Travion Henderson to go 33rd. That's the first pick in the second round at 6-1. Cleveland on the clock right now. And then he's got Luther Burden III to go 34th, which is the second pick tonight. At plus 430. We shall see where Shador goes. We shall see where Jalen Milroe goes as well, among others. Stevie Fezzik, in case you missed it, he's got a couple more baseball-adjusted season win totals. Twins under 79.5 wins. Rays under 78.5 wins. And the Mets to win the NL East. Steve said they clinched it already. That is incorrect. It is still April. Mets to win the NL East at minus 125. He loves calling things in advance because people hate when bets are jinxed, but Stevie thinks it's funny. And then the T-Wolves tonight, game 3 against the Lakers. T-Wolves minus 3 in game number 3. Is that going to be a contest pick for you? Are you going to call your contest shot on that?
I'm not going to disclose. You can get my picks 1 hour prior to the games starting.
Not going to disclose. G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. Proudly sponsoring the show and all the shows here at VSiN with all of the recap of bets from every host and every guest and every sport. Upping the ante is G-Bank with up to a $750 bonus for new G-Bank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/G-Bank. That's VSiN.com/GBank, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Vegas Golden Knights. We live in Las Vegas, so we are surrounded at all times by passionate Vegas Golden Knights fans. They lose last night against the Wild. They are down 2-1 in this series. And that's kind of two games in a row where the Wild have kind of just taken them out, taken them to the woodshed. I'm just curious. You're not a hockey bettor necessarily, but I was talking before the show, we were talking about this. The Golden Knights fan base, they've been around for, what is it, six seasons now? They got to the Stanley Cup Finals in their inaugural season. They lost in, excuse me, they won the Stanley Cup two seasons ago, and they've had varying playoff success in between. 1 year they didn't make it. But anyway, you don't go to the Stanley Cup Finals your first year of existence. You don't win one in your first five seasons. And so this is one of these series, as a Washington Capitals fan, right, as a lifelong Caps mm-hmm. fan, this feels very Capitals-ish to me. Like, oh, now you're a hockey fan, because now you get to experience what this kind of agitas feels like, which is you have a really good regular season, and now, oh, no, we might get bounced early here.
You know, what's interesting is you had a listener ask, you know, where should I stay when I come to Vegas? You know, the Golden Knights, you know, plan your trip around when they are actually in town, because even if you don't go to the game, the energy, the buzz. I remember one time I was just traveling, and there's Daniel Negreanu wearing his Golden Knights, you know, a poker player, big hockey fan, and everyone's taking a little tram over, you know, from the Bellagio towards the stadium, and it was just a lot of excitement outside the arena. Vegas really does a great job with it.
Does a great job. By the way, what is your answer to that question, that the gentleman who asked, like, where would you stay in Vegas? It depends on what his goals are, right? You have to identify your goals.
Yeah, if you're bougie and you've got an unlimited budget, of course you stay at the Wynn Encore. I'm not a big fan of Center Strip, actually. I find it to be overrated. If you want some place where if you want to feel like you belong,
yeah,
I got to tell you, and you got a car, the South Point. And there's something for everyone. Michael's is the highest end restaurant, all the way down to like the food specials and the like. A really, you know, low priced old Vegas buffet, bowling, movie theaters, something for everyone. So if I don't know anything about you, I would send you to South Point. If you love sports, I would send you to Circa if you don't have kids.
Are you impressed with Kelly Bidlin being on vacation in Turks and Caicos, catching fish and doing that kind of thing?
No. And here's why. He should be getting a free vacation with his family. He should be a Diamond member, which is weird. 10 years from now, we're going to talk about, like, if you're a Diamond or even a Platinum member, you get a free vacation from courtesy of Caesars.
Remember, I used to say this. I'm like, we'll look back on that Bahamas thing as like, wow, remember when?
Yeah, so you get to go to Atlantis and stay for free in their modest tower if you're a Platinum. If you're a Diamond, you stay in the medium tower. And if you're a 7-star, you stay at the Cove. $800 a night lodging for free, Gil. For free.
All right. I hope Kelly's listening. He's been admonished. All right. Last 2 minutes here. Give us an idea here. Because we always talk about different subjects that are in your mind. But give us an idea. For those who are catching you for the first time, give us an idea of your day. You leave here. When does the betting begin for you?
Well, it's already begun. So I typically start betting around in an ideal day, like 6 a.m. Because I want to get to it first. So like Paul Skeens is pitching, we want to bet the Pirates first five innings, or Schoolball's pitching, you know, and try to get ahead of, you know, the early morning line moves. There's a fellow, I'll say it, you know, JB Wins is a guy who gives out his picks at 6:30 a.m. I bet his stuff, you know, so I'm like,
Dr. Bob famously
comes out like a marathon conference call. So Dr. Bob will give out a pick every 90 seconds, and sometimes he has 40 picks.
Yeah.
You do the math. So I'm going to be late for your show, Gil, because I'm betting Dr. Bob from 6:30 to 7:30. So basically, you know, and I take my son to school every morning. Now, sometimes he's late to school.
Really?
Sometimes early. Yeah, I'll very usually, and very rarely.
You allow that kind of stuff from him?
I also do this. I love, sometimes I go early with them. And we'll go and I'll drop him off like a half hour early, and we'll bring a basketball, and we'll just do, like, there's a park right next to his Coral Academy. So we'll do fast break drills.
Oh, there you go.
And he's like, they teach these kids, he's 14. They teach him the Euro step and all this
stuff. They teach the Euro step.
Oh, they do all this stuff. And I'm like, the fundamentals, one dribble maximum, you and I, we're just going to do a fast break back and forth until I pass out, you know? And, and it's amazing how he doesn't like to do that. It's like, there's no, like, fundamentals anymore.
But when the games are going on tonight, you basically are alone in a room.
And then when I get, I'll work out, whatever, and I'll come back, and then I'm in my office. And famously, we have a thread with the Bear and with Todd Wishnev and Will Hill and yourself, and we're texting each other back and forth about politics. Thanks, Todd. That's helpful. No, we're texting about, you know, who we're betting, and Will Hill has all these prop bets that we're playing, and the Bear comes in, you come in. It's a lot of fun. A
lot of fun. Steve Fezzik, everybody, the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest. Thanks for keeping it clean in that last segment, at least. Appreciate that.
Too much freaking politics.
At Fezzik Sports, proceed with caution on Twitter. Stormy is next with Money Moves, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Enjoy.